A Washington state initiative that calls for labeling genetically modified foods will impact food producers in the state and those that sell here. Some feel it will cost them more. Others see it as a chance to expand their market. Correspondent Steve Jackson reports.
Initiative 522 would require genetically modified foods sold in Washington to carry a label stating that they contain GMOs or genetically modified organisms. Such foods like GMO corn contain genes from another plant or animal in order to make them grow better or resist pests like insects. Some food producers say that is going to be a tough requirement to meet. Michael Gilmartin is president of Commercial Creamery based out of Spokane. The company specializes in making specialty dairy, cheese, or yogurt powders, the kind found in packaged foods like mac and cheese or au gratin potatoes. The company sells those products to mac and cheese producers. But if the GMO labeling rule is approved, Gilmartin says it will likely end up being a complicated and costly process when it comes to dealing with his customers.
Our salespeople and food scientists will be working with their food scientists and their marketing people, going back and forth trying to decide, you know, is there a simple organic version of this cornstarch that will work, or do we pull out the starch and replace it with something else? Once we have a reformulation that's acceptable, you know, obviously their question is going to be, what's it going to cost me?
Gilmartin wonders if some of his food marketing customers might decide to stop sales to Washington State altogether if they have to reformulate at extra cost just to meet the GMO requirements. Supporters of I-522 say it's not about changing any formulas, but merely giving consumers the right to know if a food product contains GMOs. Even so, Gilmartin worries what that would mean for sales.
I think that's the intention of this bill, is to put a label on the front of the food package that's a warning label. And the implication is there's something dangerous about this. You'd better be careful.
In contrast, Matt Davidson runs Davidson Commodities, which markets lentils, garbanzo beans, and split peas sold under the name PNW Co-op Specialty Foods. The produce is grown by a farm cooperative on the Palouse. None of those crops are GMO, and Davidson wants customers to know that. His company has been certified by an independent organization called the Non-GMO Project as being GMO-free.
They are a third-party independent verification company who goes in and checks our plant, our facility, our goods, and double-checks that there are no GMOs there.
Davidson says he believes being labeled non-GMO has been a good move market-wise.
Our non-GMO project verification status has allowed us to compete in the marketplace against organic varieties. The organic food market can be pretty pricey. A lot of our customers have chosen our brand over an organic brand because that non-GMO project verification.
Currently, organic foods seem to be a big draw for folks that want to avoid GMOs, but that doesn't mean that will always be the case.
You know, the biotech companies, of course, they want to get into that organic market as well. So down the road, who's to say there's not genetically modified organic seed available?
Initiative 522 will come before Washington voters this November. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.